Aircheckdownloads.com.
Casey Musgraves on Radio 2. It's Chris Mason in for Jeremy Vine as we ask, are you being bombarded with demands to review absolutely everything? Well, either things that you buy or even just some sort of experience like walking across a railway station. Alison in Bristol, on nearly every single online order I've done recently, I've been asked to do a review. As these items are Christmas presents, I can't do a review as they've not actually been tried and tested yet. Perhaps the timing of requests for reviews could be better. I just delete the requests at this time of year. Lynn emails, I work in a call centre. Clients that we've spoken to have sent a survey on how the agent was on their call. Anyone scoring less than 9 out of 10 is classed as a detractor and their bonus is deducted. You're a detractor if you're 8 out of 10, says Lynn. Henry, not his real name, texts, I'm concerned that reviewing will become tedious and counterproductive as customers will become irritated and post unhelpful reviews. I've become irritated with the constant flow of these email review requests. Sharon in Kent says, I seldom complete online surveys. Companies should be monitoring their levels of service directly rather than getting their customers to do yet another job for them. It is just lip service. And Elaine Mitchell emails, this drives me nuts. I needed private dental treatment on Friday, which cost me almost £400, and by Saturday, the practice was sending me an email asking for a review. The request, writes Elaine, was duly ignored. Catherine's in Hampshire. Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
Reviews and the requests that you've had for a review.
Yes, well, as I said in my email, I unfortunately had to bury both of my parents in August.
Oh my goodness, my condolences to you.
Thank you. I had a survey from the funeral directors twice over for each parent, so four times, once by email and once by post.
What?
Asking for a review of the funeral director.
And were they asking particular questions, or I honestly can't remember.
I didn't go beyond the fact that the funeral director wanted me to review them. I just found the whole thing quite tasteless.
Okay, yeah.
I can't remember whether there were any specific questions.
Did you tell them that you thought it was tasteless?
No. I didn't have the mental ability really to cope with it at the time. No, the emails were deleted and the post went in the bin, and that was that.
Catherine, as I say, my condolences to you. That is an extraordinary example. I thought Sarah in Chichester, with her experience of her husband being asked to review the intensive care unit he'd been in, was quite something. But
quite
a funeral is, or two funerals, that is quite something. I wish you a Merry Christmas, Catherine.
Thank you
very much for getting in touch.
Aircheckdownloads.com.